the name I was just dreaming about. We curled up again and dozed. It was just us and little Mariah waiting to be born. A few months later, in mid-December, the day was warm and beautiful like spring. Julie was very pregnant and huge. We got up, made toast and eggs, and she smiled and said, "I have to buy a winter coat." Shaking his head, John looked at her like she was nuts and said, "Wait until after the baby is born." "No," she said. John calmly repeated himself, thinking she hadn't understood. "Just wait, because if it fits you now, it won't ever fit you again. You're big, dear." And she said, "No, I want to buy a winter coat right now." So John thought of his motto, "Never argue with a pregnant woman." Sighing, he said, "Okay, let's go get the coat." Off we went. Julie bought a winter coat 3 sizes bigger than her usual. Content, she put it on. Then, as we exited the store, Julie said, "I want us to get chains for the car." Exasperated, John said, "Look, that makes absolutely no sense. Look around you. It's a beautiful, warm winter day, and it never really snows in Seattle." Julie said, "I don't care. I want chains for the car." From the clothing store, we drove to a car supply shop. The man behind the counter was big and burly. He said, "Yeah, I got chains for your car, but look, man, it never even snows here, so don't waste your money. You don't need them." John just pointed at Julie, standing in the store, with her big belly and wearing her huge winter coat. The guy behind the counter nodded, winked at John, and said, "Oh yeah, I get it." He retreated to the back of the shop to get the chains. As we left, Julie said, "We have to get the chains put on the car." John said, "Well, I can't put them on, but our mechanic probably can." By this time, he knew better than to argue. At the garage, the guy said, "Are you nuts? It's a beautiful day, a few clouds maybe, but it's nothing. Anyway, I am very busy right now." John just pointed at Julie, standing in the garage. The mechanic nodded. "Oh yeah, I get it. Look, get yourself some lunch at the Greek place next door, and the car will be ready when you're done eating." We ate, and an hour later drove home with the car bouncing and bumping on the bare streets. Around 5 p.m., the usual mild December breeze became freakishly still. It grew very dark. A chill swept through the house. Then a few snowflakes, ornate and beautiful, floated down. Suddenly, the temperature dropped and continued dropping. The wind gathered speed. In an hour, the house was like a freezer. As we looked out the window, we saw the snow flying by and trees bent double by the wind. An enormous blizzard raged outside. John hadn't seen one like this since leaving Illinois 5 years earlier. Later, the headlines would call it the Century Storm, the largest snowstorm to hit Seattle in 100 years. It snowed 2 feet in 4 hours. Drifts piled up to 5 feet. In the mountains, the wind was clocked at 98 miles an hour. That evening, as Julie climbed the stairs, water poured down her legs. She cried, "John, it's time!" Then, a little grim but smug, she pulled on her winter coat. We piled into the car, toting our overnight bag. With perfectly fitting chains on our tires, we sailed up steep Capitol Hill to our hospital, high at the top. Along the way, abandoned cars lay askew in the road. The entire city was stranded. There were lines 6 hours long to buy chains, and the snow kept coming down. The temperature read near zero. At the hospital, our obstetrician smiled at us. It was several hours beyond her normal shift, but she couldn't drive home in the snow, so weren't we in luck? Nurses couldn't leave either, and the next shift couldn't come in. There we were, one happy little group. A few hours later, the contractions came every 5 minutes. Julie's face was contorted with pain, but it still wasn't delivery time. We walked around the hospital. "Squat, do the quick breath, and walk," John coached Julie like he'd learned in birth preparation classes. Despite the hours of labor pain, delivery wasn't even close. We retired to our room, where John slept on a chair next to Julie's bed. 20 hours passed. Nurses who were stuck at the hospital now slept in all the hospital's extra beds. Julie lay still, contracting and waiting. She held on to John's hand. Late the next day, finally, it was.